Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Jeff Cleaver and Amy Smith with the Robert D. and Billy Ray Center at Drake University and Cheryl Gravy with the National Institute for Civil Discourse join us on today's program to talk about the Community Conversations Forum and the importance of civility in everyday conversation. And the three of you are here today in Pella to talk about community conversations and civility. We had Lowell Ernst from the Pella School District on recently talking about this and previewing this event, and I had a chance to sit through the two-hour presentation and engage some of the people here in town. What is, first of all, the overall purpose of this meeting in terms of fostering this kind of civility and conversation here locally?
I think our primary objective is to try and give people tools and strategies that they can go out and use in their everyday life and have impact in their everyday life. To us, if what we talked about doesn't leave this two-hour session, then we were not successful. We want to give people stuff that they can use to make an impact, to influence change in their community. So while we're not going to solve community issues in a two-hour group conversation, what we can do is make it easier for people to have those conversations within their community as they come up.
As I understand, this came from the national level and a national project, and Iowa was chosen for a very special reason. Why Pella? Why Iowa? Why have this conversation here?
I think Iowa is important because it is part of the center of American politics in the country. We often see the presidential candidates coming in here early. It helps set sort of a tone in the country. And I think the National Institute for Civil Discourse, our director, was actually born in Iowa, so she has some roots here as well. So Iowa is important as a state in the middle of the country. We also have three additional states that we're sort of piloting these conversations in. One is Arizona, one is Ohio, and one is Maine. So a mix of urban and rural, a mix of small town and big cities. That's kind of our interest in holding these conversations, and it's really great to partner with the Ray Center, who's been doing some of this work in Iowa for 15, 20 years maybe, so has great expertise and relationships with communities. So we're really pleased to partner with Amy and Jeff and Scott and the team at Drake at the Ray Center.
Well, and the Ray Center is almost fitting considering Robert Ray, the man, recently passing away, and many Iowans remembering his legacy of civility, being a beloved governor across the aisle. At the Robert Ray Center itself, what are the things that you're doing constantly to you know, maybe further that legacy of his to make this a civil conversation in a period politically that has seemingly gotten less civil?
I think his legacy is perpetuated in everything that we do. The whole institute was founded as a legacy project. It was a legacy of the Iowa sesquicentennial celebration on the 150th year of statehood for the state of Iowa. And Governor Ray did not want that to just be a one-year thing where we celebrate and then it's over. He wanted there to be a legacy and an outgrowth where we did have impact moving forward. And that is really the objective of all of the work that we do, is impact. It's what we do in our professional development sessions and in such sessions like this. It's the resources that we provide online. It's the forums that we try and host. It's the communities we try and engage with. You know, what Governor Ray wanted to do, and I think why he was successful as a governor, is because he was able to touch and reach and connect with people and impact them, and that's what we're trying to do. If people are motivated leaving this session, great. But if they're changing behavior leaving this session, then that's what we're ultimately trying to achieve. And I think that's the best tribute that we can pay to Governor Ray through our work.
So why are you involved with the Robert Ray Center in projects like this? What got you involved, and why do you think it's an important conversation to have about having good conversation?
Well, it's funny because I think that, you know, there's little pieces of Governor Ray that show through our work. And tonight we were talking about building relationships. And one of my favorite stories about Governor Ray is he used to invite people down to the basement of the Capitol to play ping pong. And it wasn't even about playing ping pong. It was about having someone maybe of the opposite party that you could build a relationship with. So we're taking those ethical leadership qualities and giving them out to the people of Iowa. And I think that's what makes professionally it so worthwhile to be able to go to work every day knowing that you're trying to help Iowa be a better place.
as the speaker here today, as someone who got to engage some of the people here, what is that lasting message? You hope that it could be our police chief was here, our school leaders were here, everyone to the quote unquote regular citizen was here. What do you hope that they're taking away that tonight, even at the dinner table, they're having the conversation of?
I hope the lasting message is it depends on you. It's not something that you wait for someone else to do. Civility starts with the actions that I take, and it starts with the words that I say. And I'm not waiting for someone else to be more civil, to give me permission to be more civil. I can make that choice, and I can control that in all of the situations that I encounter. And the tools that we provide are to help you do that. But if there's only one thing that people remember, it's that we only get better as a society if I get better as an individual. And I can't wait for somebody else. It's dependent upon me.
Once again, that was Jeff Cleaver and Amy Smith with the Robert D. and Billy Ray Center at Drake University, and Cheryl Gravy with the National Institute for Civil Discourse. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.